What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Even 20 million. And it just comes back to, because I thought there was a great line here. A Good Beast, which is a real name, or it's their Twitter handle, saying, "We beg the Dolans to pay players, but we're showing hesitation to pay the 300 hitter, and 300, Golden Glove All-Star, Mr. Stephen Kwan." You can do both things. You can say that the Dolans need to spend more money and pay more players, because we're getting to a point where they wouldn't pay Austin Hayes 1 year, $6 million, and you needed professional hitters. And also look at this and go, if we're going to pay certain free agents, we got to make sure whichever ones we pay are ones that are absolute no-brainers, have immense value, and are guys that are going to give you full value across that entire time. If Stephen Kwan becomes a 275 hitter, like, think back to his stats his second year, that he wasn't hitting 275. If you look at like weighted runs created, good Lord, WRC plus, he was like league average his second year in the bigs. If that's who he is, he's not worth $20 million a year. If he who he is last year, the year before, his rookie year, he's kind of worth it.
I think the thing that Scott said that maybe is one of the biggest reasons why I think you pay him. Is he had the comment about, I think he ages well. Like, I think his skill set, what he brings to the table, how he plays, his style, what he does at the plate, that ages well. I think that's the key thing, is like, if you're investing in somebody like Kwan long term, you want to know that it's going to be worth it. And I'm just spitballing here. Like, if it's a 10-year deal, I don't know if the Guardians would actually hand out a 10-year deal, because what, Jose's was 7. But if it was a 10-year deal, like, you want to know, like, in years 7, 8, 9, 10, there's still some value in paying him upwards of, let's just say, $20 million a year, like you sort of have estimated. So I think that's a really valid point. I also think, too, like, Scott made it sound like he didn't know off the top of his head, and I'm not going to pretend to know off the top of my head, like, comparable contracts. But, like, if it's like you threw out 25, and I kind of understood it, like, yeah, I mean, I get like where you'd give that to a better, you know, maybe a better player. But if it's going to be less than 25, like, 20 million sounds like it could make some sense. And I think that would be fair. And I would imagine the Guardians should be able to afford something like that, but maybe they can't because they are a cheaper organization. I also think, too, you brought up, like, there's nobody to drive them in. If the Guardians' grand plan, which we've both debated back and forth already a ton at this point, is that you have the cornerstone guys, your Jose Ramirez and maybe your Stephen Kwan, and you're waiting for these prospects that you are hoping are going to turn into something, and maybe Chase DeLauder is one of them, for example. If your grand plan is we get a guy like Chase DeLauder up here, he becomes a middle-of-the-order guy, he provides some protection to somebody like Jose Ramirez, okay, now all of a sudden you have more bats in this lineup that are going to drive him in. Like, at some point, I understand what you're saying, where it's like, right now, what's the point of Stephen Kwan's bat in the lineup if there's nobody to drive him in? But in a year from now, 2 years from now, if these prospects that they keep trying to sell us on are up and they're producing and they're there and that's their grand plan for being good again, that will be a valuable asset for this team to have if they have the right people to drive in Stephen Kwan.
I just think, I don't know how much I value leadoff hitters on a small market club. Like in a Luis Arias, which I thought Scott did a great job of comparing to there. Like Luis, all right, that's like a legitimate elite level leadoff hitter. And by the way, I don't think he's the same player as Kwan is, because Kwan is an elite defender as well. But like Luis on the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cubs, the White Sox, the Rangers, well, that just makes sense to me. Because $20 million for that is it's nothing, really, compared to all the other money you're making. And I think Kwan will probably get 5 to 6 years, probably about $20 million a year, 20 to 25. I think 25 is ambitious, but because it's just not the same thing as in Cleveland or in Tampa or Milwaukee, paying a guy that much money when that is often one quarter of your, and you already have Hosey making 25 a year as well.
Yeah. I disagree with another thing you said of like, you know.
Wait, are you sure? Because I said it.
I know it's hard to believe. Where you say like, you know, Kwan, I'm trying to go back to what you said. You were saying that Kwan
is so good.
You're saying that Kwan is a leadoff guy. I know what it was. The small market thing.
Where we finally got there.
Where it's like his skill set isn't necessary in like a small. I disagree with that, because I think if you're a small market team trying to win in this sport, I think you know that you're never going to be able to outslug the Yankees, right? Like the Yankees have the money to afford those guys. Those guys are always, the sluggers in this league are always going to get the big, massive contracts that a team like the Guardians cannot afford. I think back to a couple years ago, one of Terry Francona's last years with the club. They made the playoffs that year. They took the Yankees to the brink, and they did it by having like this, you know, a team that was producing runs and not in the way where it's like you're just clobbering the ball and trying to hit it out. Now, you fell short, and oftentimes the teams that try to do that do fall short. But I actually think like Kwan is the perfect type of player for a small market team that is always trying to win in the margins and is never going to be able to afford those big-time bats, because that is how I think
you're
talking
about free agency, which is fair, and you're talking about the second contract. Would you rather have three separate power hitters that cover 9 years that are affordable players, or would you rather?
But those guys aren't affordable.
But we're talking about on their rookie contracts. Would you have three of those in a row? So three separate ones, each giving you 3 years of service. Or would you rather one leadoff hitter, elite contact hitter, left fielder for that whole 9 years, making $20 million a year?
I guess I'm trying to understand with your scenario here, like where are these power hitters that are more affordable are coming from? Well, you're saying like they're going to sign free agents?
No. I'm talking about drafting and developing those players.
You're saying like so you're saying like 3 straight years of like, or 9 years of like a Chase DeLauder. Like Chase DeLauder is maybe the next three. And then after that, there's Chase DeLauder 2.0. And then there's you're saying like three different versions of Chase DeLauder come up that, and maybe one of those guys you got in a trade for Kwan. That's what you're sort of suggesting here?
Well, no, what I'm saying is I would rather have a consistent flow, a consistent pipeline of power hitters and figure that out. Figure out why you can't draft and develop these guys.
Why can't you draft and develop those guys while you have Kwan?
Well, no, you can, but it's about asset management. If I'm figuring things out, like I would rather go that power. Or honestly,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How about this? Would you rather a 5-year, $100 million, $125 million for Stephen Kwan or 4 years, $100 million of a guy like Anthony Santander? I know Anthony's not having a good year this year, but what would you rather have? A 5-hitter with 30 home run power who you might still be overpaying a little bit, or a leadoff hitter that you're probably also overpaying a little bit and it has zero power?
Well, I also think the other thing to think about here too is like where they are in the timeline of Jose Ramirez's contract. Because if you pay Stephen Kwan, and I just looked this up, Jose, he has kind of like a gradual increase on his contract after every year. So like this year he's making $19 million. Next year he makes 21. The year after that he's 23. His final year when he's 35, he's making 25, right? But that's only like, I mean, 2028 is only 3 years away. Like if you pay Kwan, and you wouldn't have to pay him for two more seasons, by the way, you could get away with like next year you figure out the arbitration situation, he's back, then he has the final year of arbitration in 2027, and then that's where you're talking about actually paying him with a big contract. Like by the time this all adds up, Jose's contract's going to be coming off the books soon. So now you can afford to pay a Stephen Kwan like $20 million a year, and then those bats that you're talking about, maybe Chase DeLauder's the next great thing. Well, he's not going to be due for that contract yet. And then you can reinvest the Jose Ramirez money in somebody like that. So that's my point, is like the timing on it, I think, would make sense where you could figure it out and pay Stephen Kwan. And then, because I get the scenario you're saying, but do we have any faith that the Guardians are going to, like, they're not paying any of these, they're not giving Chase DeLauder a contract yet.
Well, that's
right?
Also why they're not giving Stephen Kwan a contract.
I'm just saying,
I understand the exercise.
And it's not like we expect them to go out and sign in free agency like one of the top five big bats that are going to be out there to like help supplement the roster. Like, they're not doing that next offseason either.
Well, no.
So you might as well put the money into a guy that's here and then understand, like, at some point, maybe the timing works out where then you pay the next guy that you think.
But in Cleveland, what's that $25 million worth? Is that $25 million worth a young starter in his arbitration years, plus probably a decent reliever, not a great reliever, but a decent reliever, and then maybe a third player? Because $25 million in this town with that organization is about three players. Sometimes four players, sometimes five players. I think that's the problem.
Right, but I'm saying
I already can't get them to pay $6 million for an outfield or in a bounce back season. You put Kwan into this, and again, I wish this was different. I wish this was a no brainer. But honestly, guys, even if we were even if we're still at the point where they were spending $120 million a year, all right, you paid Hosey. If I'm going to pay somebody else, it's either a young a pitcher like they've done with Kluber where you get that sweetheart deal, or like a Jimenez, who Jimenez was a legit more to it, like speed, defense. He did hit for power and average that 1 year. Like, that's four of the five tools there.
Right.
At second base, which is kind of devalued compared to short.
I understand what you're saying. My point is the timing of it, because I get what you're saying. Like, hey, if they're giving Stephen Kwan $20 million, can't they invest that somewhere else? But my thing is, you don't have to pay him right now. And by the time the Jose, like, it'd be basically like a 1 year overlap where you have Jose under contract and you have Stephen Kwan under contract for bigger money. And then it's like, okay, you only really have to worry about 1 year where they're like, well, hey, we could use this $20 million elsewhere. But once Jose's contract's off the books, unless they, I guess, re-sign him for upwards of that amount again, but I don't know that they're going to do that after he's 35. We'll see. then like now, then you have to worry about like where you're investing that money. But I don't think it's going to be a problem right now.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys on this. Would you pay Stephen Kwan $20 to $25 million a year? I do understand that this flies into a very this is a tough spot for Guardians fans because you're always going to say yes because we never get these guys. So I just look at this from a specifically Stephen Kwan point. And Mike on Twitter saying, if Stephen Kwan passes every eyeball test, I can't stomach them letting this guy go. $25 million a year will quickly become a bargain. He's a five-tool player. On that last one, he's not. He hits for average, check. Power, absolutely not. His career high is 14, and that is a career high to this point. So he's got average, but not power. Speed, he's not a base stealer. So he doesn't take advantage of the speed.
21 a couple years ago, that was the
Yeah, that's not speed. Fine, but it's not speed. Fielding, yeah, he's an elite left fielder. If you put him in center field, he doesn't have the arm for center field. So that's I'll give him a half star for that because it's positional value. But then the fifth one is throwing arm, and the reason he's not in center field is his arm. So he's a 2.5-star player. That, and by the way, it's worth 3 to 4 and sometimes 5 WAR a year.
How many stars?
That's a really good ball player, but I just don't know that's worth $25 million a year.
Are you a 5-star radio host, would you say?
Well, I'm fat. That's 1 star. I'm loud.
Is that a requirement for being a radio host?
That's a 2nd star.
Being fat? Is that why I'm not 5 stars?
Some people
I'm not fat yet.
Occasionally laugh at my jokes, so that's a 3rd star. I know things. Not a lot of things, but some things. That's a 4th star. And then I, like Baskin and Phelps, will jump at every opportunity for free food. 5th star.
that's definitely a requirement for any radio host.
I mean, listen, we never said what the stars had to represent, right? What about quality? That's for damn sure. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.